What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to my special Friday broadcast of Psychic View. My October fills up very quickly, so when I have events scheduled for my typical Saturday show, sometimes I move it to Friday. Speaking of events, the 6th annual Night of the Witches will be held at Grape Street Cafe on October 27th, beginning at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at nightofthewitches.com. If you need an excuse to come visit Las Vegas, this might be your reason to visit Las Vegas. I am absolutely thrilled to announce that Amy and Sean will be our celebrity judges and hosts for the evening. It is a costume contest. We have 4 different categories. Each category has an opportunity to win a prize of a $250 gift card to Amazon, yay, and the best hat or headdress is in a contest to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So just keep that in mind, nightofthewitches.com. If you need a reason or excuse to come to Las Vegas, this is your reason or excuse. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question today?
I'm really frustrated with my job. Do you see change for the better, or do you see me getting a new job?
So what your cards keep talking about is how naturally creative you are, and that you don't get to do any of that connected with your job right now. You also seem to work with a guy that's got a huge ego and might even be someone that gets angry very quickly. Do you recognize
that? Correct.
Him? Oh, my God.
Totally. That's the
He's
problem
awful.
Right now.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
So here's the thing. He's not going to change. And so here's kind of here's a universal truth that I'm going to share with you, Jill. The universe does a couple of things when you're supposed to make a change. You're either offered something so amazing that the only choice is to take the new thing, right? Or you're made so uncomfortable where you are that your only choice is to leave.
Okay.
And I'm hearing a nasty echo here in your phone.
Really?
Yes. Do you have me on a headset?
It could be my computer. I'll move.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'll just have to try and ignore that or have you turn down your computer.
Okay. How about up here? Is this better?
I Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Very much better. Okay. Now,
okay.
The new job is actually here, and it's saying that there's a man, dark hair, dark eyes, that you used to... No, it's still echoing, but that's all right. Dark hair, dark eyes that you used to work with. So he used to be a former supervisor or he used to be a former coworker. And if you were to reach out to him and ask him for a job, he would probably invite you to the company he works for. So what I'd like you to do is really think about the past and who you used to like to work with before this job, or even people that have left this job that you find out where they've gone to and that you end up reaching out to them and that you end up getting invited to a new job. But it's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man that you used to work with that likes you.
Okay. Will my employer work with me until then?
So here's the thing.
Or I'm going to be stuck with this guy.
Okay. The guy, the only thing I can tell you about the guy is if you can change shifts or departments, I would totally do that. But the echo on your phone is driving me a little nuts, so I'm going to have to let you go. But I'm telling you.
It's still up here, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. All right, sweetie pie, we'll probably talk again soon, but I want you to think about a dark-haired, dark-eyed man that you used to work with that you liked. This is the man you reach out to about either changing departments or changing to a whole other job. But if you can, if you work mornings and can go to swing shift, or if you work swing shift and can go to mornings, that's a way to avoid this really awful man that you have to work with. So, all right, girl, thanks for the call. See you later. Gotta go. Bye now.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika. What's your question today?
Hi. So I've had to move to Florida because my mom sold a house in New York where we were living in Long Island.
Sweetheart,
so
you're going to have to speak up a bit because I can barely hear you.
Okay, I said I've just newly moved to Florida because my mom sold her house in Long Island, New York, where we were living. And I've been down here for a couple weeks now, and I've been really having a hard time because I don't own a car, and I've been trying my hardest to look for work online, and I just don't have any income coming in, and I'm finding it really hard to find work down here, and it's really getting me down because I'm just like, I want to change my situation so bad and have my own space, and I don't have any of that. So I'm wondering work down here. Anything.
Honey bunny, here's my thought for you, all right? First of all, I'm sending you a big virtual hug right now. I'm just sending you this big squishy hug right now, and I'm a little on the fluffy side these days, so it feels like a really good squishy hug, all right? I'm just telling you, I'm sending that to you. You have to take anything that's presented to you. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the job is. Even if you decided to work for Target for the Christmas season, or that you decide to go to Amazon for the Christmas season, any job right now, any job, it doesn't matter what it is. Now, ultimately, I'd love to see you in the line of work that you want to go into, but yeah, you need to get out of the house. You need to have some sort of regular routine. And again, it doesn't matter to me right now if you're only making $15 or $20 an hour, right? But I know that Starbucks is paying over $20 an hour right now to be a barista, okay? Target is probably paying $15 an hour to go work for them. Anything to get you out of the house, all right? Now, you are worth more money if you're already employed than you being unemployed trying to find a job, all right? I'm just saying. So you need to actually get anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're going to Walmart and working at Walmart or Ross or wherever. Great discounts at Ross, by the way. I'm just telling you, get something that gets you out of the house. Because what I love about you is that when people meet you, they like you. You know that as well as I do. When people meet you, they like you. Go to any temporary staffing service right now. And it doesn't matter what they send you on. You be the queen of cooperation and you go, even if it's only being a receptionist for a couple of days, okay? Because the more jobs you accept and the more you tell them what you really want, you might actually end up in a temp to hire situation that would be perfect for you, okay? Which is what we want for you, is a perfect situation down the road. But you can't just sit there on the computer thinking that that's the only way you're going to get a job, okay? I'm just telling you. I'm hugging you really tightly while I'm telling you this. This is saying a new job presents itself by November, which is only a couple of weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the new job is here. It may only be for the holiday season, but that's okay. So let's say you decided to get yourself hired at one of the accessory stores, where maybe there's a little bit of commission that goes along with that, right? The other thing I would highly recommend is there's a temporary staffing service out there that does gig work. It's like on-call gig work, right? And it's Ascent Talent, A-S-C-E-N-T, talent.com. I think that's the website. But just look up Ascent Talent in your city, all right? What will happen is they'll ask you to apply, and you're going to do two things. You're going to apply, and then you're going to send a picture of yourself, all right? Now, these are the gigs that pay between $25 and $40 an hour. Now, you might only be working 2 days, but for you to make a couple hundred dollars each day for those 2 days, and you get a huge variety of work. Now, the type of work they recommend to people are reception desk for trade shows, standing there checking badges as people walk into a trade show, all right? Sometimes it's a babysitting gig, but you're getting paid $25 an hour to wear a T-shirt and just stand there. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. There is work out there for you. Stop limiting yourself. Take whatever is offered to you right now. The better job comes early next year, but you need to keep yourself busy, even if it's only at $15 an hour. Do you see where I am with this? Okay.
Yeah,
the thing is that the dream job's coming, and I want to tell you the bonus of you getting to work, and this is the question you didn't ask. The bonus of you getting to work, there's a man here coming up in your reading that is either going to be a love interest or he's going to be somebody that really takes a shine to you professionally and wants to groom you toward a better or higher paying career in some way. But you have to, at this point, sweetie pie, you got to take anything. And I would wake up every morning, first of all, being grateful that there's a roof over your head and food on the table. You got to wake up with that gratitude. The second thing you have to do is say to yourself these three things. Nobody does what I do the way I do it. The people that are meant to find me will find me. And all I have to do is respond. That's it. But you need to show up in person to the places that are having job fairs. You show up to your local Target, and even better if it's super close to where you live. All right, you show up and say, are you hiring? They take one look at you and go back and fill out that application. You could start tomorrow. But again, look at it as temporary. I don't care what you're doing. You need to do something. And the thing is that every first step gets supported by the universe. Okay? But you can't sit there in a dark room, you know, trolling the computer for a job right now. You have to show up in person.
Okay.
So you go to Target or wherever. I don't care if it's Starbucks. I don't care if it's Target. You show up and you say, I need a job. Or are you hiring? And, of course, they're hiring. Just announce it on the news that they're hiring. Target is hiring 100,000 people for the Christmas season right now. So you say to yourself, okay, I can do anything for 2 months.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, girl. Yep. I love you. I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you, Mona.
All right, sweetheart. Talk to you later. See ya.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Oh, hi, Christine. What's your question today?
I'm just wondering if you could pick up anything. I'm having the same issue as the last two callers, financial issues, and also or my health.
Well, okay. I'm gonna I'm going to address the health thing first because of the way this these cards are coming up. You have a very, very strong mind-body connection, all right? So when you're feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling a little down, if you're feeling, you know, like things aren't going in your direction, you tend to make yourself physically ill, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just how you're wired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have something to look forward to. Like if someone were to call you and say, Christine, I got 2 tickets to go see Adele in Vegas. The trip is free. You would drop everything and suddenly feel a whole bunch better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to say in your mind that the new better thing is right there around the corner for you. I literally want you to look at today as though it is the day before Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Not Christmas Eve,
okay.
The day before Christmas Eve, okay? The reason I'm telling you that is that the more aware you are, the reason why I'm saying the day before Christmas Eve is that usually all the decorations are up, people are bustling to do nice things for people that they care about. It's an energy of love and gratitude, all right? When you can sit in that energy of love and gratitude, everything starts to shift. And in a way, you're doing the hard way right now. You keep concentrating on what's not happening right in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually
mm-hmm.
suggesting that you start concentrating on what is happening right. Okay?
Okay.
The health thing, the worries about that go on the back burner as soon as you have something to do. So are you working now?
I am, but it's only
okay.
part-time, and it's not enough.
Okay, so what you do is you go, and I'm going to give you the same advice I gave the last caller. You go to any retailer and say, I'm willing to work part-time. These are the hours I can work. Because if you have a regular schedule where you are right now, all you do is you tell them the hours you can work. So
mm-hmm.
if you work from, say, I don't know, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night, you have the whole day free to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be busy. I don't care what it is you do to be busy. I'm even going to suggest, because this would be aligning with your health concerns, is what if you got a job as a receptionist at one of the really high-end gyms? Like we have Lifetime
mm-hmm.
Fitness here in Vegas. There are people that have gotten jobs at Lifetime Fitness just so they could work out at Lifetime Fitness when they're not working. Right,
mm-hmm.
But you would be meeting people that are paying $200 a month for a gym membership as they walk
mm-hmm.
in the door. And all you have to do is be charming and pleasant, and it may actually equate to another job for you at some point down the road because you're pleasant to the people that are paying $200 a month for a gym membership. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you put yourself in the environment of where you ultimately want to be. So you want to interact with a whole bunch of people that are already successful enough to afford a $200 gym membership a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what I'm getting here is that you, the job, you might have heard what I said earlier to Jill when I said the universe does a couple of things when you're supposed to make a change. You're either offered
yes.
something amazing and you jump into the change, or you're made uncomfortable where you are because you're not supposed to settle. You're not supposed to stay where it doesn't feel like you're cherished and appreciated. And right now,
yeah.
I don't think you're cherished and appreciated where you are. You're just that part-time gal.
Mm-hmm.
So you finding a full-time job, even if it is at one of the luxury gyms, or even if it is at a high-end retailer where you might be able to earn commission off just being nice to people, it's saying that you're looking for work the hard way, when in fact all you have to do is show up and ask for a job.
Okay.
All right? But according
it's
to this, my love, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just a little bit more difficult because I live in Puerto Rico, actually not even on the main island. I live on a smaller island off of Puerto Rico. So
right.
things are a lot more limited here.
Okay, but
90%
of your success is just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Show up at the
okay.
place you'd like to work and say, are you hiring? And even if it's a touristy restaurant, they probably need a hostess.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Just show up and ask for work. Are you hiring?
Okay.
Because according to this, okay, everything about your energy here is that when, again, like with Tamika, when people meet you, they like you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lovely presence. Spirit gave you that. You chose that to come into this lifetime with. So take advantage of it.
Okay.
All right, my love. Thank you for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
God bless
bye.
You.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 919 area code. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hi, this is my name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Oh, hey, Kay. What's your question?
I guess it's a theme today, career. I had a phenomenal interview yesterday. It was great. It was more of a conversation. And I'm just wondering, do you see me getting an offer from this?
Oh, they really liked you. Seriously.
Oh,
so whenever I turn cards over and someone's asking me a yes or no question, if the majority of the cards are all upright, the answer to the question is yes. And I want to tell you, I drew five cards, and all five cards are upright. So here's the reason why they liked you, all right? They liked you because you present a very poised, very calm, very easy energy to be around.
Yes.
That's why they
yes.
liked you. Okay.
Wow.
And it's interesting because it says here there's a fella that's incredibly picky. Was one of the people you interviewed
yes.
with a man?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It was only one person. Yes.
Okay, because I'm telling you, they've been looking for someone just like you.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay.
So
okay.
So here's
great.
The thing, is that you've already sent your handwritten thank you note?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you dropped that in the mail right after the interview, right?
Actually, I didn't have his address, but I will do that now. I sent an email thank you note to the recruiter, the headhunter, who sent it to him, but I will do that right now. I'll put it in the mail.
Perfect. Because if you have the guy that you interview's email address, all you need to do is say, thank you so much. It was wonderful to find out about the position and the company.
Yes.
I think that this would be a marvelous opportunity, and I look forward to growing with your organization.
Wonderful.
I hope you pick me.
Yes.
You won't say that part. I hope you choose me.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
the vibe that you're going to, according to this, it's an overwhelming yes, you're going to get the job.
Beautiful.
So now you have to call me next week and let me know that you got it.
Yeah. Thank
so
you.
Next
will.
Saturday, because my program's going to be live again on Saturday, all right? So
Saturday.
You're going to
okay.
call me next week. I'm going to look for your number, Kay, and I'm going to get you on
yeah.
there, and you're going to let me know, because I think you're going to find out quickly that you got the job within the next 7
Beautiful.
Days.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mona. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Sweetheart.
Blessings
Please
to
let
you.
Me know what happens, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I will.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I want to remind you that the 6th Annual Night of the Witches, nightofthewitches.com, is going to be on October 27th, 2022 at the Grape Street Cafe at downtown Summerlin. So if you need an excuse to come to Las Vegas, this could be your fabulous excuse to come to Vegas. I'm going to be live again next Saturday, and thank you so much for tuning in.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.